Om Shanti. How are you all? Is this Madhuban trip empty without Baba's meeting? No. It's a different one, but not. But we still feel a lot of love from Baba, a lot of attainment. I'm sure all of us, you know, we have had such an experience that. So Baba's meeting definitely has a very, very importance, high importance in our life. But still Baba, in his own way, he proves that he can do a lot, much more. Even he doesn't come down to us. All of you in front of me, I'm sure that you have had even your few years in Gyan or many, many years in Gyan. You must have had an experience when you felt that I really love Baba. Oh, Baba really loves me a lot. There's no one who really did not have such an experience. You just come to Baba, you have it. But if somebody starts telling you, please, how you came to Baba? Can you tell me about your experience in Brahma Kumari? You will start relating it with so much love, amazing. And you go on, the person will have to stop you. You have so much to share about this love affair between I and Baba. But why the question of having a loving relationship? Why the question of having, we need to have a loving relationship with Baba arises? Why does it arise? Why we take the theme today? Even though we love him, he loves us. But why we speak about having a loving relationship? There must be a very powerful reason. And when Baba chose me as the instrument for the theme today, so many things came to the mind. First, that we all agree. Even we love Baba, Baba loves us a lot, but there have been, where there are, you know, times when we feel we're not that close to Baba, or, you know, Baba is not responding to me, what I'm telling him. Is there anyone who did not have such an experience? Or always it has been, since you met Baba, it has always been nice. No. So having a loving relationship with Baba is definitely something important to care for. Because the story, when it begins, when we become Brahmins, Baba really, he did the first step. We did not come to Baba, or, you know, though Baba says, did you come to me or I came to you? But we know that it's God from high above, Baba, with as a searchlight. He saw me, he picked me, he touched me. The first step is Baba's step. But of course he did a lot for us. But at the same time, as we start to understand things better, if today I ask you the question, for you as a Brahmin, how you would qualify, not quantify, but how would you qualify success for you as a Brahmin, for your Brahmin life or for your yogi life? In what way you will assess your success or your victory or your achievement in this life? For you, what it means to be really, I'm a successful Brahmin, I'm a good Brahmin, I'm a good yogi, and that's it. How you will assess? Less ego. Altruistic, okay. And then? Happiness. Happiness, yes. You stop blaming? Yeah. Okay. Self-acceptance. Good. Yeah. Varemai. Okay, yeah. In what sense? Yeah, varemans, you just, you know, tap your own back. It's very nice. But in what? Yeah. Yeah, you. Constantly thanking Baba. That's good. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. How much you accumulate, and how do you know that you have accumulated? Yes. What I've been thinking today was that, in fact, our connection, easy connection with Baba, which then has an impact directly on the four subjects. I'm very nice, I can understand, you know, Baba's language very easily, the first subject of knowledge. And my yoga is nice, and then dharana. And then the fourth one, I'm able to serve naturally, or for months, any sort of service. So the four subjects are there in our life, where Baba really, so to say, assesses us. Even Daddy, when you meet Daddy Janki, she will always say, you know, recently we were reading something about her. Someone asked Daddy, which subject is your favorite? Then she said, all of the four subjects. So, just ponder in 1 second, 1 minute about it. Are you satisfied with the four subjects at this point of time? Just in 1 second, are you okay with the amount of gyan that you understand, that you learn, that you take time to? Yoga, yudharna, and seva. It's not. I'm not expecting no from you. Just a honest sort of, you know, like self-checking. So this, at times we're okay, but there are days that we will see. But this definitely, I mean, the progress in the four subjects definitely is related to relationship with Baba. If I really have a loving relationship, I will like to obey Baba. And where I can obey Baba? Where does Baba give directions? Where he gives directions? Where he talks to me? In the Murli. So I will never miss Murli. And it's not a question of missing, but trying to go and at least doing something. I become really the Murlidhar, like him. And we all have experience, whoever Daddy, you know, when Daddy, you have the chance to visit, the Daddies come to your country, you can see how much love they have. You know, Daddy Prakash Maniji, very long back she came to Mauritius. I remember Daddy will read the Murli at night, Daddy Ji. And even Moini Ben, the one staying with her, you know, she will take a torch like this, she will go on, even the light is off. And then in morning, she will, 4 o'clock again, she will read the Murli. And then, you know, Daddy Ji, that was, and I can say today that when I saw Daddy at this age doing that, that was really had a big impact on my life. And that's the day where I started to read Murli at night. Just looking at her doing like this, even the light is off, she the blanket like this, but reading, that touched my heart. So because she wanted to know what Baba is, what Baba wants her to do, what Baba wants her to do. So, and I'm going deeper in this today. In fact, the first thing that can really make me a bit far from Baba, not having a loving relationship. Love we have, but not a loving relationship. You know the difference between love and loving? When we speak in English in the continuous tense, we say loving, you know? We ing, we add. You do and doing. Doing means constantly doing. Yeah, that's the past tense, the present, you know? Continuous tense, they call it in English. So loving means always having love. Not only in yoga. So I think that when we understand Baba as He is, in Hindi, Jo Hoon Jaisa Hoon, Baba says, as I am, who am I, you know, who I am and as I am, very, a handful only understands me. Only a handful understand me as I am. Yeah, they know Him. Very little know Him as He is. Because our bhagat sanskar is still there, expecting a lot from God. Body conscious, you know, since that's where. So, to understand Baba, as Baba is through the Murli. And how, which sentence, Baba? Daily Baba introduces Himself in the Murli. One or two lines will appear. One day He will say, you know, I never give sorrow to anyone. This appears simple to us. But Baba, today Murli, in the Murli of today, Baba says, I come only once every 5,000 years. I come only once every cycle. So Baba reminds me who is He. Imagine someone coming only once 5,000 years. How you should relate to that person, to that being? Only once 5,000 years. So in that sense, the more I pay attention how Baba is introducing Himself today in the Murli. And another line appears today in the Murli. He says, I come and make you into Brahmins, from Shudra into Brahmins. I come to do that for you. So when I hear this, God has come to change me. So I have, you know, in French, we call reconnaissance, comme si, in, I acknowledge this task of God. Acknowledge His part in my life. But these lines at times, you know, these line of introduction should be somewhere imprinted in my heart. I note it. And it's very easy to know. All sentences that begin with you, this and this, when Baba introduces, He says, I. This is where He uses the word I in the Murli. Just imagine, you just underline it. Today God is saying this about Himself. For example, in some Murli, He says, you know, I don't eat what you offer. I just, you know, give vibration. So He just says something about Himself. Why Baba does that? Because the more we know Him as He is, the more we're going to be sweet. We're going to, you know, have a loving relationship. I was realizing today that we were all good bhagat, and Baba said it, that we were very good bhagat. That's why the best bhagat has come to Baba. I mean, the best bhagat have come here, and He has chosen us. He has chosen us to be Brahmins. But in bhakti, we had 100% body consciousness. So here also this is there. At times, we don't know the limit, Baba's limit and Drama's limit. We think that Baba can do this. That was bhakti. But there are things that Baba can't do. He Himself says, I can't do. So because of this, I need to respect that part. Baba can't do this. My love for Him should be always there. And so I appreciate what Baba... I don't say Baba's limited. That's different. But what? He can't do magic. The other day He said, you know, I can't forgive you, but you'll be light when you relate to me your sins. So Baba's... He introduces something about Himself so the child can know, and then I take benefit. If I know you better, the more I know you, the more I'm going to relate. I respect your limits. But we don't know. At times we take Drama's role and Baba's role, we mix them. I do something, I say, you know, I got the... Once the sister was coordinating, I was sent in Mauritius, she said, you know, I ran upstairs, I said, Didi, you know, I did this, that was perfect. And Baba did this. She said, do you know that God has come for a bigger task than this? These mundane things, God, He doesn't do that. Do you know that? You know, He made me realize Baba's task is not corporeal, like, He doesn't like, you know, like mundane things Papa doesn't do. Of course, my connection allows energy to enter me. But Baba is so high. And then, along the same line, the first subject should be like, you know, very profound. I have seen a picture of Daddy Prakash Manaji listening to Murli, closing the eyes. Why? When you close the eyes, an expression in English. I can sign this letter without even reading it, with eyes closed. 100% faith. So when I listen to the Murli, everything is true and accepted as it is. No mixture, as it is. Then another aspect of love with Baba, you know, a mother loves a child a lot, but the mother allows herself to scold the child when needs be. And that's love. In fact, the love of the mother is, we can't compare it to any other relationship's love. The mother loves the child so much. But let us check ourselves. Is not my love, as long as I'm moving, my love or my relationship with Baba becomes ordinary. In my thought, at times I'm rough with Baba. Am I always sweet and kind in my thoughts with Baba? Because I've just told you, even we use the word love, but still in that love there is some ordinariness, body consciousness, corporeal love. And I think we all keep that percentage of corporeal love, corporeal attitude towards Baba. We are not subtle enough. Does a mother shout at the child? Yes. She scolds the child because her love is what? It's a corporeal relationship. But my love should be for Baba should be filled with so much regard, so much respect. In this yagya, we have not met Mama, but we have read about Mama. All these stories, anecdote about Mama's meeting, Mama's ways, you know, relating to Baba, showed that Mama had a lot of regard for Baba. She had a lot of regard. She was not that soul who was like madly love for Baba. Her love was filled with regard. That's why Mama, her slogan was what? She had many sort of slogans, but one, she played the role of Hanji. When you say yes to somebody, when you say yes easily and at all times to somebody, when you say this, it's when you have a lot of respect. You dare not to say no. Whereas, if you, at times you have friends, you have, you know, you have a friend, you have love for that friend, but you can at times say no, even you have love for the friend. Whereas what we should do when we relate to Baba, what Baba is expecting, Haji. So Haji, the percentage of Haji in my life proves how much loving relationship I have with Baba. Until now, how much I have not been able to play the part of Haji to Baba's Srimat explains a bit how much my relationship has been. Because love, Mama showed that, Ji Baba, you know about this sermon? Mama always said, Haji. So what I want to clarify is that love for Baba should be always filled with other virtues. First is lot of regard for Baba. Because Baba, the other day, mentioned the body is ordinary, we tend to forget who is he. He is the highest and the high. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution. In fact, what she's saying, you know, that sort of attitude of regard allows you to see yourself. You can see. So, can you follow me? So, just deep regard, and that was Mama's love for Baba, Saka. But Daddyji's love for Mama was how? Which virtue Daddy had? In her relationship, Daddy Ji, Prakash Mani Ji. Lot of light. She was Mira. Like, you know, fond of everything is Papa, Papa. But she did so much with that love. So they had a, you know, sort of loving relationship, but with a virtue. It's good to check today. So many, like Daddy Janki, she holds a perfect balance of both regard and light, you know, funny love of Baba. She has both. So all of them, their love was not like, you know, only one-to-one corporeal, like with expectations. So, can you check, I give you all 1 second. Check your love with Baba in a few minutes. Which virtue you think you can add today in your to increase that allow you to have a loving try to look for it, because Madhuban is powerful. We will easily find it. Can be patience, can be sweetness. You know, the way I talk to Baba, the way I write to Baba, is there sweetness? Is there gratitude? Okay. You seen it? Humility, thank you. Thank you for your sharing. Yeah. Humility at times, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's the one getting it done, yeah. Any other one who wants to share? Huh? Sorry? Sister, you pray. Which virtue you can add to your love for Baba? Because there's a very high, you know, sort of margin that we, not much, but quite a margin that we can make up. Can you add something to your cake of love? Sorry? Obedience, good. We all will find that one or two. Some are impatient, they go on pushing Baba, which is the same thing. Yeah, but you have to be patient. Yesterday Gopi Ben was mentioning about watching Avyak Babdada's pace. So Baba is so peaceful. So that's another aspect of adding it. I think that's how we can sustain that relationship. I was sharing with someone today, when I was a child, I was like, you know, like having a lot of love for God. But I don't know, overnight, when I came to Gyan, my relationship with God changed overnight. When I was small, I really was, you know, like telling God about many things. I loved Him a lot, but I was allowing myself to say many things, blaming Him, not understanding why He's not doing this for me. I'm doing so much bhakti. But the day I became Baba, I can say that I stopped from that day. I never ever blame, because this I told you, I understood that God is not responsible for certain things. He is responsible only to purify the soul, to, you know, suck out whatever is not good in me. That's His job. So I don't have any, I don't expect, you know, God to do these things for me. In that way, my love and respect for God really became purer. Even I thought that at that, you know, when I had a lot of love and respect, but that was not true one. Recently, Baba said that in a Murli, He used the word, "Children, for you to become easily bodiless, there are four words here you need to remember. Easily bodiless." In the 1980s, Baba did that. And the first word that Baba used, Preet. For you to become bodiless, Preet is important. Love. And second one was Meet. Make me your friend. And the third one was Geet. Sing song for me. And the fourth was Reet. The right way to relate. And so Baba puts love, and our ultimate aim is what? Okay, next birth we all are going to become deity, but for this birth, we all are making effort for what? To become bodiless, to go back home. Our preparation is, whole preparation is for what? To go back home. So to go back home, the first requisite is what? Bodilessness, practice. But Baba said, if you're really in love, lot of love for me, that will help you. Because I am bodiless. For this, I want to underline the aspect of understand that God is very, very subtle. We all have to make ourselves, to have a loving relationship with Baba, we have to be very, very subtle in our thinking. We have to think in a subtle way. To not allow grossness to enter your thoughts when you deal with Baba. So I talk to you about having virtues, but I'm talking now about things you should not keep in your mind. This is where self-cleanliness comes into play. Self-cleanliness. Check whether I have sort of complaint. I have fear for Baba, that's not pure. Doubt. All these negativities shouldn't be there. Are you afraid of Baba? Is there anyone afraid of Baba? At times, by missing, you know, I did, maybe Baba will be angry with me. Huh? You don't get these thoughts? Huh? Baba, you know, Maybe somebody came, you shouted at that person, or you just dealt with that person negatively, and you say, Baba must be unhappy with me, I'm afraid. No? You don't get these feelings? Drama. Yeah, you will get it in definitely. Yeah, Baba. We do. When we get these feelings, when we are become body conscious. But we come back again, yes. Yeah, I'll come to it. But when I know that God never keeps anything negative, I can't go towards Him with that sort of feelings. I should not be afraid of Baba. I have respect but no fear, yes. Dharamraj. You're afraid of Dharamraj? If I get time, I will talk to you about Dharamraj. But I mean to say that respect but no fear. For example, suppose Daddy is here. Can I say that I'm afraid I can't speak loud, I'm afraid of Daddy? No. I respect Daddy, that's why I don't speak loud. In that sense, I go to Baba, I'm not afraid, I face Baba. But when can I do this? Constantly? No. I'm just giving an example. We don't need to be afraid of Baba, but go. Because He's only one who does not keep anything negative for us. That's not Baba's nature. He always have love for me, and then otherwise going to be an obstruction for me to have a loving relationship. If you're afraid of somebody, no margin to have loving relationship. No, that doesn't make sense. So, check whether you have afraid. Okay, you're not afraid, it's okay. Do you have doubt, honestly speaking, about your future? Do you have doubt of your future? Yes. Doubt, not sure, this is also a negativity. It will not allow me to really relate to Baba lovingly. You know that's about it. Drama. Yes, this is where we come. This is where we take drama. You know, we use drama. So self-cleansing, checking is, you know, another aspect. And how do we get all these negativities? How we, like, you know, even though we're very good Brahmins, but we come, you know, we find ourselves stuck in this sort of doubt for the future and fear for the future, and like any other negative feelings where I can't relate peacefully, lovingly with Baba. Daddy and Baba always say, Manmat and Parmat. I listen to others, you know, I create thoughts of the past, you know, from my past sanskar. So we just be careful. This is why Baba says, only me and no one else. It doesn't mean that we become selfish, not at all. When Baba says, only me, he means only what I'm telling you is true. Be very careful not to be trapped by other things. Only what I'm telling you is of use now to you at this point of time. Otherwise, you are free to do, but now for you to go this way, use this sort of direction. And the loving, the word loving is always attached to, is the slogan, in the slogan, be detached and then loving. So detachment doesn't mean like, you know, not to speak to people. Our Gyan in knowledge is very, very practical. And you're all, I'm sure, very much experienced of, you know, how to be detached. To be detached means what? In fact, to be detached is the highest level of purity. That's why they take the lotus. Yeah. The lotus is detached from impurity. In a second, I should be able not to allow my mind to take that impurity. That will not allow me to have a living relationship with Baba. All the big obstacles, you know, obstacles for my love for Baba. So purity is the, so now when we because we have a tendency when we see about impurity, we think it's from outside, but a lot of them are from inside, and inside is definitely the past sanskar of body consciousness. So the more I am subtle, spiritual, and silence is a very important ingredient in seeing myself, seeing my true face. I can misguide people. People when they look at me, they can think that I'm, you know. We should not, honestly speaking, we should not be influenced by what others say about us. That's one thing. They praise you, you should not believe. But you should not misguide people also by your ways. You should be very honest to yourself, self-checking. I should not give the impression, that's not for BKs. It's a very high impurity to give the impression. Let me, you know, because Baba accepted me as I am, let me, brother said that at the beginning, self-acceptance. Let me accept it. I am like this. And that's the first step forward. I start to, you know, honestly put in front of Baba how I am. Otherwise there'll be always a mask, you know. And you go on and that's the danger. That's where what the sister said at the beginning, ego. All these are sign of ego. So self-checking, cleansing is really honestly seeing. This is my, in fact this trip in Madhuban has been different for me. I have seen myself, I want to share that bit because it's a very unique one. I've been with Baba for 30 years, so I've been here many, many times. But this time Baba did not come, but he made me realize many, many things. In Bandung, he really made me patient to see the truth. In very minute, so I'm grateful to him because it doesn't mean that to sit long hours in yoga without seeing the truth, it's not worth. Should be very practical, you know. You at least you found some virus, you're victorious. But you're missing, you know, the progress. Okay, but so I really appreciate another face of Baba this time. And that's where, you know, Baba was there, detached, but he was allowing me to see myself. So for me, that was wonderful. A unique trip, I would say. Each time it is unique, but this time it was differently unique. Because always there is Baba's meeting, so we enjoy. It has been just I don't say superfluous, no, because it's very deep, the knowledge is deep, the meeting is very deep. To be able really to, the word detached, I just said, very important to be loving, no? Baba always used the word detached and loving. So one aspect of detachment is to be detached from things. But the other sort of, another way we explain about detachment is really to be an observer and just accept that I'm really an actor. I'm just playing that role and it's going to finish. It's going to be over very soon. And we don't accept this. Do you know that? No one accepts that any hero. We fight. We fight, fight and fight. Even the role is over, we're still thinking about it. It's finished. We have a new role now. But we are not focusing on this role, we're just focusing back. So it's just a role, and Baba has explained it many times. It's a role, it's fixed. Drama is fixed, the role is fixed, everything is fixed. And that's where, again, I can love Baba. I'm free. When I'm detached, I'm free. So, who is by my side then? Baba. Because who is always observing? Baba. Yeah. No, the virus. When I was talking about the virus, means the negativity in you. Of course, Baba said each one has their own accounts, so that should be burnt with a lot of powerful connection with Baba. And it will, you know, drama will allow it to. You have to allow drama to do it, you know. But your part is to be powerfully, patiently connected to God. Don't get disturbed in, you know, like, and then nothing is done, neither you're connected, no, you realize things better. That I wanted to say. You found out, that's not interesting. You have to go through it. Yeah, that's it. Patiently. Don't become hopelessness. Thank you. In fact, what he's saying that, you know, don't feel hopeless when you see the negativity. Why? You feel hopeless, it doesn't serve anything. Because you will have to go, the drama will have to move. So when you're hopeless, you can't take, you can't love God. So all these things, so it means the whole essence of sharing is, let me check on what are the things that are really preventing me to love Baba more. To maintain, the word I use, to maintain that love. We love, we get something, someone gave me a praise, I'm happy. I got a very nice blessing card, I'm happy that day. So whole day I'm happy, I love Baba. So the blessing for the requirement, you know, the prerequisite of that love was just the card. No. Even the card, I should be loving Baba always. I miss the bus, I love Baba. I did not get a burning place. I love Baba. You understand what I'm saying? Things, you know, like, they just shake my sort of relationship and harmonious love for Baba. This is the whole concept of loving should be always like sweet, full of sweetness, kind, especially towards, I'm going to put, consistency and constancy. Should be consistent. Honest, pure, powerful, and then constant. Both are important. Should be like always there, but also full of, you know, like the love should be a fully charged love for Baba. Because this world is, you know, you don't have any enemy in this group. You all have love for each other. But this love, forgive me, it's not full of, you know, like, it's not consistent love, you understand? But you do love each other, we love each other when we meet in the dining room. But it's not consistent for God to be, yes. No, but this constant love will allow the negativity. But it should be balanced with the self-checking also. the self-checking should be there, the mula should be there. So I've asked the brother to play a beautiful song on love, because the even Hindi songs are very vibrative. So he will, we all will invoke Baba, Baba's love and Baba's blessings in this powerful land, so that we have a very loving relationship for the rest of our lives. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. He's saying that we need to have self-love, which is true. Soul-conscious love. Selfish love, no? But soul-conscious love for the self. Thank you, brother. It's very, very nice. Thank you for your attention. Om Shanti. Just a song on love, just connected to Baba.
Thank you.